We're live. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world.
Oh shit, headphones.
Here with my good friend Juice WRLD. We were just kicking it and I was like, bro, we could just get on live right now and just have a conversation for these fucking people out here.
I'm with it.
You're in a pretty good state of mind, I would say, right now. You seem like you've been going through some shit lately.
Yeah. Really just becoming a healthier person, cleansing myself of certain shit. So like, that's obviously like an obstacle, but I'm getting there. So
you always had issues with drugs even before you started to get famous and rich.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it was something that I was into early, low key, due to music, cause like I was a music head. So like in sixth grade, seventh grade, I'm hearing songs about sipping lean. Those are like the real influential years. I feel like, especially for like a boy, like finding out who your role models are. What you like, basketball, football. That's like when you start kind of choosing the dreams you want to chase, damn near.
Right.
So, like, sixth, seventh grade, I was hooping. I was playing baseball. I was good at both at the time. But I was also, like, freestyling, and I was really into music. Like, I used to damn near worship the shit. Like, I was into music so much. So, my family putting me on all this different music, Future, Gucci, all these niggas talking about drugs, bro.
You can't help but ignore how fun or how interesting, at least, they're making Zans and Lean and all this shit sound.
Yeah, bro, like, when I heard Future, the first song I ever heard by Future was Ain't No Way Around It. The second song I've ever heard by Future is Dirty Sprite, like off the first Dirty Sprite mixtape.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit had me wanting to sip lean at like 11, 12 years old, bro.
Yeah.
So, you know, I ain't know if that was what I was really finna be doing, but...
But sure. Future, more than any other artist, I feel like is kind of known for, like, yes, he talks about Zans, yes, he talks about all that shit, but it's sad. Like, he's portraying it as what it is more often than not. He's letting you know that, like, he has a rocky relationship with drugs, in the sense that there are some artists I can name who are all just saying, ooh, Molly, Perky.
Yeah.
No offense to Quavo, who I just sort of sounded like there for a second. But, I mean, some artists make it sound a little too fun. I feel like Future is good, and also you're good because you are like clearly like telling this tale that is sort of a harrowing tale of like, you know, doing drugs and sort of losing your mind. You don't make it sound fun all the time.
I mean, because that's, I think, the representation that me and people like Future, you know, Future being, you know, one of the GOATs. We don't talk about it from a good point of view or a bad point of view. We talk about it from a realistic point of view. So it's like what we're going through, how we feel, if we're with, you know what I'm saying, if we ain't doing it at the moment, if it's, you know what I'm saying, if I'm hurting, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a realistic point of view when it comes to, like, the shit that motherfuckers experiment with and shit that people, you know, shit that I've been through, so... Yeah.
Before you started getting famous, though, you were probably limited on money and resources in terms of getting fucked up, and then all of a sudden you got too much money.
That's a good thing,
no? And getting fucked up is cheap. But all of a sudden...
No, I mean, I feel like that's a good thing, because think about how burnt out I'd be if I had the resources to get high every... You know what I'm saying? Think about how, especially you discovering something new, you want as much as that as possible. All this shit got you feeling like... You know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, think about how burnt out somebody would be if they, from the start or whatever the fuck they doing, if they use it to the max from that... What? That shit would be fucked up.
Do you feel like... You fell into that trap, though, as like as you started to get money and stuff, you just started to do more and more drugs and kind of let it get bad?
Not to the fullest. It's not like really that horrible, because like, you know, I'm hearing some shit like from other motherfuckers that could relate and
right.
shit. But it's bad to me, shit. I know how it feels. So like, I would say, I guess somewhat.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, how much of a Mac Miller fan were you?
I went through like 3 Mac Miller phases while I was, you know, he was one of the main artists I was listening to.
He means a lot to like people of your age. I've been seeing an insane amount of outpouring from like the younger generation who really grew up on him.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, kids kicking incredibly dope shit.
Mm-hmm.
That was some of the first shit I heard by him. I think my cousin, he's actually here with me, bro, right here. I think he the first one to put me on the Mac Miller, though, I think. And then I remember I used to have, you remember that song he made with Earl?
Mm-hmm.
We used to have that bitch on repeat. Man, I mean, that shit kind of fucked my head up, because, like you said, it's somebody that's very influential and, like, very Like, he was that nigga, bro. Like, no cap. And I remember I used to watch his reality show and shit. Remember that bitch was on MTV? Mm-hmm. He had a reality show. That bitch was lit. I mean, it's fucked up.
Yes.
And it's, in situations like these, all we could do, like, is learn. Learn from, you know, the mistakes that people make and better yourself and let them live through you.
Right.
All you could do is learn. I hate a motherfucker like, oh, he just died, so we got to pull up some dumb lean for him. Mm. You're going to end up the same, you know what I'm saying, the same situation. Like, motherfuckers got to learn from the mistakes, like the fatal mistakes that people make. Because, I mean, who wants to have another casualty?
Right. Yeah, but was the Mac Miller thing, like, you felt like you needed to make a change in your life even before that, right? Like, that wasn't the big wake-up call?
That wasn't the wake-up call, no. I had, like, my own little shit going on, so, yeah. But that most definitely was, like, a damn, and I was just thinking about, you know what I'm saying? That was one of those moments. It most definitely fucked my head up. My head's still fucked up about the shit. I haven't accepted it yet. Like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, it feels surreal that Mac Miller has passed away. Like, that shit's surreal as fuck.
Right. And, like, I mean, just knowing that he was, you know, rich as fuck, famous as fuck.
And still low-key.
Still, and was such, yeah, low-key, respected as fuck, but he still just couldn't kick it and was still, like, probably suffering, like, you know, I don't know what he was going through or whatever, but it just seemed like he was in a dark spot for a long time that maybe,
it's like you got that vibe off.
Yeah, that
his
he just wasn't happy.
His appearance and everything. Yeah, facts. That's sad, bro. R.I.P.
For real.
But no cap. You saw that post that Ugly Guy made.
About how people were kind of clowning on his album because it just came out recently.
He dropped it on the same day as Travis, right?
Yeah.
Man, people suck. And it's funny. I didn't see anything about. I didn't see any of the hate that day, like, towards him, towards right. Mac. I didn't know that was going on. That's fucked up, though. I know them people probably can't even sleep right now. And the same motherfuckers on the gram talking about, oh my gosh, we lost a legend today. And they was just clowning this man's project.
But it's kind of, that's like a overall problem, I would say, with, like, celebrities and just, in rap, but in any subculture, in the sense that people just don't treat celebrities like human beings. And, like,
We aren't to them. Right. We aren't to them. Hell no. There's no, like, there's a level of understanding that is not there between, you know, the people that have a platform and the people that are looking from another point of view. It's like it's a level of misunderstanding. Like, I don't know. I mean, even in the industry, though, like, I feel like some of these labels be pushing these artists damn near to the point of death. Like, you know, over pushing them, overbooking them, how they ass walking around, taking Adderall and all that other shit.
Do you ever feel like that? Like, once you signed with the label, that they were putting you on so many tours and booking you so many studio sessions that it's like they were never going to let you get a break?
Nah, it was me.
Or is that your work ethic?
I did that to myself. It did happen, but it was my choice. Because I was the one at the end of the day that was like, I want to go to the studio every day.
Right.
Every fucking day. Every day. Sometimes I would have an agenda. Sometimes I would come and have to lock in with a producer, you know, like, oh, you should come here. Bro finna be here. Pull up, work with him. Cool.
Right.
I was planning to go anyway. So, like, every day.
What is it that drives you to go that hard, though?
The love for music. That shit is like, music gets me high. You know, other people say that, but, like, I think this shit really gets me high.
Right.
It puts me in another place. Music it has intoxicating effects on me, in my soul. So, like, I've always been attracted to music. And then to be able to have a platform to make the thing that I'm attracted to and be, like, the creator of the shit that people fuck with, it puts me in just a mindset where that's all I want to do. I love performing, too, but I think I love recording the most. I love creating and recording the most.
Hmm. Yeah, because, like, on any given night, say that the options are you're in the studio recording, you're performing a sold-out show in front of a couple thousand people, or you're like, I'm trying to think of what the other options are. You can go to the club. You can just sit at home, kick it, watch TV.
I hate clubs. I hate parties.
Sitting at home playing GTA with your girl or whatever.
We should start playing GTA.
She said no.
That shit. No, like, online.
You could join YBN.
I heard GTA 5 online is still buzzing. Like, I heard it's back buzzing like it was on the 360. Well, I heard.
There's a reason they never put out another one. It's because it's so popular, right?
Nah, bro. I ain't gonna lie. After a while, it just became like the same old shit. And then they'll drop an update and it'll be a little different. But it still kind of be the same old shit. But now I heard they got some whole other shit going on. I'm gonna have to get back on.
Do you game at all right now?
Yeah. I just went on a fucking shopping spree. I probably spent like damn near 50,000. Is it like 50,000, 50 bands damn near?
On what, video games?
On all old ass video games.
Oh, old games.
And new ones though.
50 grand, that's a serious investment.
That's about 50, ain't it? Nah, less? How much?
You guys, no concept of money.
Cause think about it, nah, cause think about the Xboxes I lost and I rebought. All the Nintendo Switches I lost and rebought. That's 10,000 right there. We hit New York, that expensive ass vintage game store. How much did we spend in there? They had, what? It was like Game Boy Advances for like $100 a piece.
You went from no money to super rich super fast. So do you just have no concept of what the fuck's going on with?
I don't give a fuck about all this green and blue stuff in my life. That shit, think about it. Everything that's green, that's important to my life, I burn it. Money and weed, it's all gets burned. And like, cause like you can't take that shit with you when you die. It's good to invest and create a dynasty like for your kids and like your kids' kids and stuff. But put that money to the side. You live comfortably. What is you saving all the extra money for? You already got money for a rainy day.
But what are you blowing money on? Clothes?
Whatever.
But even clothes, it's not going to be like that huge of a percentage.
I don't spend that much money on. I spend money on clothes in spurts. I don't do it consistently.
Right now, you're dressed like you're in friggin' Os Rotten or something. Punk rock juice world over here.
Os Rotten. I just came from a Gigi Allen concert.
Did you?
Yeah.
Man,
you
when
threw
people
some dookie in my face.
Oh, okay. See, a lot of times when like Lil Uzi's like, oh, you know, fucking Gigi Allen is my hero and stuff. I'm like, you realize Gigi Allen like shoved a banana in his ass on stage and then shit it out and threw it at the crowd.
He threw it at the crowd. Bro, pissed on people. He was fucking everybody's face in the front row, bro.
He would not be allowed to exist in the internet age. Can you imagine how the feminists would react to Gigi Allen?
They'd probably get somebody to kill him.
Oh my god.
Somebody would kill him, bro. Off like some crazy ass.
It's not happening.
Some crazy ass super, you know what I'm saying? Some crazy like possessed ass feminist ass motherfucker shoot him in his shit.
Yeah.
People like that can't exist.
He has a song called Expose Yourself to Kids, and it's basically just kind of a song about just like going out in public and just whipping your dick out. And I, even as a kid, cuz I was like 13 when I found out about Gigi Allen.
With that shit?
I mean, I thought it was hilarious because I'm 13, so something like offensive like that, I was just like, oh,
so
man,
imagine,
that's
so
the funniest,
you know,
shit.
So that was your Gigi Allen. So my Gigi Allen was Tyler.
Okay.
Tyler,
that's
the Creator.
That's fair.
That was
never
my
shoved
Gigi
a banana
Allen
in his ass, no, on stage,
but
that we know
like
of.
He said it in the freestyle, though.
Oh,
he
right.
He said, I shoved a bundle of bananas in my ass. He said that.
Wow. So yeah, he does all kinds of crazy shit we don't know about.
Well, on the low. Tyler's the GOAT, though.
Tyler is crazy.
OF. WGKTA was my childhood from like 11 to 11. Nah, damn near like 10 to high school, I think.
So you're one
school
of those kids who like Odd Future was just what burst your fucking mind open.
And I was already skating. So when they came out with some rappers that could actually skate, that were raw as hell and that were different, that shit like, it fucked my head up. And it's like, here's what made it crazier. I come from a family that's more so religious than not. So when they came, when Tyler was saying all this shit, that was my first time ever hearing a rapper saying that shit. I didn't know that Big L was like,
shout out Bear Woods.
Gang, shout out Bear Woods. I didn't know that Big L was like the original OF. You ever listen to Big L?
Yeah, he's Robin, he's pointing automatic guns at nuns.
Yeah.
He was saying a lot of fucked up shit.
Yeah, for sure.
I love Big L. Corday was like, in here showing Big Al mad love the other day. I feel like he is a early influence on a lot of kids in this generation.
Corday is my motherfucking homie.
Yeah, he went on that whole tour with you. Yeah, he's got fun. A big future ahead of him.
What? A big Facts. Ass future. That nigga is cold.
Yeah, you were out there with Mosey too?
Mosey hard as fuck.
Mosey's
too.
Hard.
Yeah,
that one song is going crazy as fuck. Yeah. Huge song.
Yeah, bro, got that shit. That tour was fun, and just seeing how everybody perform. Blake.
Right.
Blake hard as fuck.
Oh, Blake was on it, too.
Yeah, I jumped out on stage with him one time because that was my shit. I couldn't even help it. That song he got called Flexing.
Yeah.
Because I heard that shit before. I swear to God, I was probably one of the first niggas to hear that shit when he
really
put it out. Hell yeah.
Crazy.
I used to be early on music. Now I don't even got time to look at new music, though.
Yeah, you remember that? All right, let me ask you this. Remember when the first time you came here? I'd like hit you up on Instagram and you came through and you met up with me. And I remember later that night, I was telling Cole Bennett, I was like, yo, you got to check out this kid Juice WRLD. And he was like, oh man, I'm about to shoot Juice WRLD's first video next week. I was like, oh, It's all over.
It's over with.
I'm like, because I had just been talking about doing the interview. I probably should have done it that night. But, like, we were, that was before we did the expose and everything. And then.
You remember when, I think you FaceTimed me right before it dropped? Do you remember that? Well, I was in a car. I was on the way to the studio. I was in the Uber. And you FaceTimed me. Was like, oh, yeah, shit finna get crazy. I think Cole FaceTimed me, too. It was like, yeah, shit finna get crazy.
Right. That was when it got real fucked up, was when the first video came out.
Yeah.
So how do you feel when you think about who you were back then, whatever it was, maybe 6 months ago or something? I think it was in February.
Yeah.
Who, like, how, like, everything has changed, but at the same time, I'm sure a lot has not changed.
Yeah. Well,
how do you think of yourself back then?
Let me put it like this. So from that point to this, I've gained a lot. But what I value most is that I feel like hell of a more aware and hell of a better person than I was 6 months ago. Cause from the start of that, you know, just learning shit, having conversations with certain people, arguing with certain people, just learning, you know what I'm saying? Just absorbing shit and obtaining knowledge. I just became, I feel like, a wiser person and a more aware person of what's going on in my surroundings and, like, myself and shit.
Mm.
And money, of course, that's cool. It feels good to be financially stable and to be able to have fun without worrying about expenses. Obviously, that's fun, but I feel like the shit that sticks more is the shit that you learn mentally, spiritually, all that shit, so... Yeah.
Do you feel like you've been consistent with that, with just like learning a lot as through this whole thing? Because you've met so many people. So many people like probably don't realize just how many opportunities there are for you to just soak up game and just learn as a young, smart person through all the opportunities you've had. And that's like a big part of how great what's happened to you has been.
I mean, it's just at the end of the day, all this shit is like a blessing. And like, everything though, even all this shit, like when people switch up and like, you know, people like, oh, you acting all Hollywood and that, like all that shit is good because it shows you how people react to you when you go through different phases in your life.
Mm.
So like all, like, you know, all the fake shit exposing itself, all the like the fake family members come out the woodwork.
That's happened to you?
Yeah, a couple times, just a couple extended family members I ain't never really talked to like that just popped up like, yo, you know, acting more friendly and.
Mm.
You know, you see shit like that, you're supposed to see from like a mile away though. And like just being able to say that I experienced it kind of just, you know, makes me more aware of shit.
Mm.
You know, just that's just an example to show you that even your family could be artificial. So you know that people that don't, not related to you, what? They're going
to
be fake.
But do you feel like you have to like shut yourself off and you can't let new people into your life because you feel like they all have bad motives?
See, look, that's how you're going to be miserable like that.
Yeah.
Like, it's like you have to have a balance. You kind of have to have, like, foresight to see, like, you got to be able to read people, like, yo, is this person going to be toxic to my life? Is this person going to be fake? Are they going to do me wrong, stab me in the back, take advantage of me, whatever?
Mm.
Or are they going to be a good friend, a good homie, a good whatever the fuck, whoever the fuck that person may be to you? Are they going to be a good that? Are they going to, like, you know, help you out in tough times like you would help them out in tough times? You know what I'm saying? It's just, like, you got to have a balance because... It's like you can't just shun everybody and cut everybody off. You miss opportunities like that, and you miss chances to establish friendships and even excel in life. You never know who knows who when you run into people. Like, you never know. You got to know how to operate. It's like a balance to this shit. Some people are cool to keep in your life but at a distance. Some people are cool to keep close, and some people are cool to not even see them.
Right.
So,
do you find fame oppressive? Is it hard to, like, know that you can't fucking go to Taco Bell right now? Maybe if you keep your hoodie up and you go through the drive-thru, you'd be all right.
It's like I just have to be a little bit more careful, because I know people are watching.
Mm.
That's about it. Just make sure that I'm careful. Make sure that I look, you know, I act presentable. I look presentable because I know, like, it's a chance that somebody is always watching, or it's like a phone always out somewhere, you know?
Right. I mean, there's that. There's also people straight up trying to rob you or watching you on some shit like that. There's a lot to be concerned about when you are at that, like, level of visibility. And right. Also, like, do you not have security with you? I don't see you with any, like, crazy shit going on. You're just with a couple of homies and your girl. I don't want to call you out or anything.
No limit with me.
No limits with you.
Yeah, no limit.
Oh, okay. I understand.
No Limit. Never Leave My Brothers. East Side of Chicago.
So you
some of the
craziest
choose. People. Yeah, like the craziest motherfuckers. You see how Bibby look?
Right.
He look like he what? He used to knock niggas out.
Yeah, Bibby looks like he could definitely handle his
no,
shit.
No, but he's like GB Smooth though.
Mm.
He's smooth as hell. I know. Yeah,
he's got a serious demeanor.
Yeah, them niggas. No Limit niggas crazy at the end of my niggas. That's what we is. Niggas crazy at the end of the day.
So does that mean a lot to you when you think about your friendship, your relationship with like Bibby and Herbo and all these dudes who kind of took you in early on? Is that how you feel about it?
Them is my homies. Without that behind me, I wouldn't be who I am right now. Without No Limit, y'all wouldn't know Juice WRLD.
Mm.
But y'all, you know what I'm saying? Without me, y'all would still know No Limit. That's the shit No Limit is. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like out of all the shit that happened in Chicago, No Limit made the most noise. Besides Sosa, you know what I'm saying? Sosa and them. But No Limit, I feel like they remain relevant and popping.
Right.
Still are the shit. Still run shit.
Well, with you being part of it, they've really, like, that's the really impressive thing to me is just seeing Herbo and Bibby, like, actually be really, like, so forward-thinking that to, like, see how good you were early on and actually make it happen, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Especially
I mean,
them being, like, totally
no
different style of rappers.
That's some No Limit shit. They smart as hell. They move, like, educated. Mm-hmm. Educated, street smart, all that shit. Educated street niggas, man. Overly educated street niggas. That's dangerous. No Limit is dangerous.
Did you know when you were making music, like before you popped off, did you know that, or did you feel like there was a chance that you were going to be sort of heralded as this king of like emo rap, like the first person that would take emo rap, quote unquote? That's what a lot of people try to put you in that category, and you were going to be the one to really blow the fuck up doing that shit.
I mean, not really, because even though I guess the songs that blew up were kind of like have like a sad demeanor, that wasn't all my music. And that wasn't my focus, really. I was making all kinds of shit. Still do. Mm. So it was just, that's just kind of what blew up out of the shit that I had.
Right.
But yeah, I always been making all kinds of shit. I never really had like a focus.
That is the weird thing, is that people try to put you in that box, emo rap, whatever, but then you've, like, certainly proven yourself as a rapper and a freestyler and stuff, like, over and over, even in your short career, like, when you did that fucking hour-long freestyle. I mean, a lot of people who are, like, rap traditionalists probably looked at that and were like, all right, this kid's official.
Oh, God, they already know.
It's weird. Yeah, I was talking about you just like in comparison to a lot of artists, and I was like, you know, the thing is a lot of those artists that we're comparing them to are dudes who have songs written for them, who sit in the fucking studio and get songs handed to them, and Juice WRLD is the complete and total opposite of that. He goes in there and he does 8 songs a night. And
you slide in the night, you're going to see.
I know. I've seen it many times, and it's baffling.
Yeah, I mean, that's most definitely my gift. It's what I'm good at. So it really feels good to have a career and doing what I love to do and being really good at it. I'm pretty sure that's how LeBron feel. And like Jordan and all them felt, because they getting paid to do what they do and they good at it, and people looking at them and sucking their dick and all that shit, bro. Like, it's crazy. It's a crazy feeling. It's like superstar syndrome.
Well, that's why it's really crazy that people have decided to try to spread this like industry plant narrative about you.
Oh, and you know, Adam know that shit.
It's
a cap.
It's so weird
look,
for me
though,
to see
if
that.
If I was these other niggas and a nigga like me came out the cut and blew up as fast as I blew up, I would think I was an industry plant too.
Mm.
I'd be this nigga Juice WRLD, the industry plant. They knew what was going on from the start. Nah. Trust me, you can see old pictures of me making music and shit, and no, I wasn't an industry plant. No, I wasn't an industry plant at all.
I mean, it's kind of like, what's the definition of an industry plant? Because it's like, yeah, you signed with a label, and yeah, the label's doing stuff for you the way that they do for everybody.
And that's like, I'm blessed for Interscope to fuck with me, you know what I'm saying? Because they fuck with me. They really push my shit, and a really good marketing team, really good, you know, everything.
So you're happy with them? You're the one artist on earth who's just totally happy with their label?
I wouldn't say I'm totally happy, because everybody, you know what I'm saying? Everybody got their little complaints, but It's running like a machine, like a well-oiled machine. So I'm happy about that. It's always, you know, it's always little improvements on my end and on like a label end. But all that stuff gets better with time, hopefully.
Somebody at Interscope needs to reach out to me and help me get that one vlog that we did unblocked.
Unblocked.
Yeah, because there's like a, it was blocked at like 300,000 views, and it's so good. You were like previewing Mad Music in the studio, and it's blocked right now. And somebody at Interscope needs to clear it.
That bitch on Twitter.
The freestyle? Yeah, probably somebody else put it up there, huh?
And I had my little bitch ass nails done and shit.
Did you? I'm like in the back all slumped, high as shit. Ugh.
Damn.
You were spazzing freestyling and that shit too.
I was like, what did I say? Hyperventilating. Dun, that one, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Bro got that shit downloaded. He be listening to it like it's an MP3 audio.
How do you feel about that? All the fucking leaks and shit. There's so many like unreleased Juice WRLD songs that I have like saved that I listen to all the time. She wants her phone back. What? How'd you lose your phone?
How did I lose mine?
And why are you now using your girlfriend's phone?
In the airport.
Be a man. Get a phone.
Trapping off my girl phone. Trapping off my girl phone. I'm trapping off everybody's phone.
What was I
I'm
just
finna log into Instagram on your shit in a second.
You can. That's fine. And I don't even have my phone. Chris Long has my phone.
Go down my feed and see what's going on.
Yeah.
I'm trapping off everybody's shit.
You could just rock on mine. Go live on my phone. Everybody be like, who the hell is this guy? What was I just asking you? Fuck, I felt like I asked you something good.
Oh, yeah, leaks, the leaks.
The leaks, yes.
I mean, obviously that should be like, damn, who the fuck leaked it? It makes me go back and just kind of question all my emails and shit. But I knew the source of all the first shit, and none of the new shit has been getting leaked. So we X-nayed the problem.
Mm.
You know, it's unfortunate that that shit happens, but it happens. And you just got to prevent it from happening. Even if that means carrying a hard drive around, telling motherfuckers to delete that shit off their computer when you done recording, wherever you recording. All that shit. Especially if you a big artist, people, they'll smile in your face as soon as you leave, sell all your shit.
That's so crazy, but it's fucking true, huh?
Yeah, but it is what it is.
Damn, that's some snake shit, man. That's fucking crazy. I'm scared for you now. You can't trust these engineers.
We're going to start beating niggas.
We're going to beat the fuck out of some engineers. All your engineers better watch out. What are like the highlights of your life since you started blowing up? Give me some fucking moments that you were just like, this is it right here.
Right before I did the VMAs.
That was a big look.
Mm-hmm. When I first met Thug in Future.
Mm.
I was like, what the fuck? I'm in the presence of some legends.
What was that like?
It was a vibe.
How'd you meet him though? Somebody brought you to meet him?
We got in touch and then, you know, shit happened. So.
What was the conversation like?
Just common talk, I guess. They always say real shit though. So, but usually when I be around people like that, I try to listen more than speak because you could always learn, you know, from people like that.
Because they've been doing, like, what you're doing, like, as crazy as your shit has been for 6 months, like, they've been doing that for damn near 10 years,
probably. Their whole career.
Yeah.
Going crazy their whole career. I can't do shit but learn from people like Future and Thug. Like, those are the GOATs. Mm. I will continue to say that until I'm on my deathbed. Those are the GOATs. Wayne, Future, Thug, Drake, Migos, Uzi, all these people, trendsetters.
Have you connected with pretty much all those people?
Yeah, most of them.
Has there been a Drake Juice WRLD connection?
Not yet.
Not yet.
But soon, probably. He's the GOAT.
I could see it for sure. What about when you met Ski Mask? Let's talk about how incredible that experience was. I feel like you guys just became fucking best buds right away.
Yeah, that's my twin. Bitch ass.
As soon as I met you, that was one of the first things I said, is just you look like Ski Mask.
Ski Mask.
But not really anymore, because you changed your whole hair up.
Yeah. What color was it when we first?
I don't know. You in a do-rag, though. You think Ski's going to come for you if you tie your do-rag in the front like you did for Drake? You don't want that. You want those bars.
Nah, Ski got that shit.
Yeah. Can you imagine a Ski diss track on Drake?
That's going to be a battle. That's going to be a battle.
Right.
That will be a crazy-ass battle.
You kind of bummed Eminem didn't come for you? You could have easily been on that list.
Nope.
You could have easily been in there when he came for Lil Pump, Lil Xan, Juice WRLD. Listen, he said, Juice WRLD, you a juice girl. Some shit like that.
Listen. Eminem is one of my favorite artists. But it's going to be a no for me, dog.
What, with the new shit or what?
Yeah.
I like the new album. I didn't like a couple of the albums before this one, but the new one I can get into.
Everything up to Recovery is my shit. Like, if you turn them on, give me a couple minutes and a blunt, I probably know everything word for word.
Really?
But it's just like, it's a different audience now. So, like, you as an older artist make a song dissing everybody that the new audience likes, rapping like the old audience is still listening. That's like a setup for disaster. So, like, I don't really know where he thought he was gonna get with that.
They definitely got everybody talking.
Yeah, it did. But as far as favoring that type of shit, it got buzz, but I guess bad buzz is still good buzz. But
yeah, it's weird because I feel like he took all the criticism that he got on his last project, and it feels like he really absorbed a lot of that criticism. Like, a lot of people were hating on the project before because it had all these pop features and everything like that. And then he definitely went more rap with this album, with the features and stuff. There's not a bunch of big, goofy, you know, Ed Sheeran choruses and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, I wish Eminem would just hop on them role model type beats again and talk that same shit he used to talk. That shit used to tweak me out when he used to talk about, like, he low-key did used to diss everybody back then, but it was different.
But he would come out with, like, Jessica Simpson bars.
It would be funny. Like, heard a knock at the door. It must have been Ron Gold. Jump behind the door. Put the orgy on hold. You know what I'm saying? Just like, it's just on some shit. Like,
I'm glad he doesn't rap in such a high-pitched voice anymore, because that shit drives me crazy.
That shit was hard.
It hasn't aged well for me.
Talking about, like, my name is voice?
Yeah, I can't, like, listen to the Sim Shady LP
Did you know,
anymore.
Bro, you know what's raw about all them old songs, though? That nigga made at least three versions of each song.
Really?
It was a super clean version. It was like an explicit version, and it was like an unrated version. Mm-hmm. So like on My Name Is, do you remember the song?
Yeah.
So he was like,
"Hi kids."
No, the second verse, he was like, "My English teacher wanted to flunk me in junior high. Thanks a lot. Next semester I'll be 35." And in another version, he was like, "My English teacher wanted to have sex in junior high. Only problem was my English teacher was a guy." Like, it was a whole other scenario. He made like three different variations. He did that with Stan, I think, too. Like, all them songs like that. Mm-hmm. That shit hard. That's some work ethic right there to go back and recreate three different songs, making each one dirtier than the last.
I feel like the main criticism of Eminem, at least from my perspective, is that, yeah, he's the best rapper. He's one of the greatest rappers of all time.
By far. One of the top three.
But he over-raps at times, like, in the sense that he'll rap so hard on a song that it kind of ruins the song.
That's his new shit. That's right. What I'm talking about. He's trying to appear to an audience that is no longer there. People used to love over-rapping.
Mm. There's still a lot of people that love Eminem and what he's doing, you know? But I feel like it's just,
it hurts for me to say the stuff that I just said.
A lot of times he needs to tone it down, I feel. Bro, pull it back 20%, bro, a little less multisyllabic.
Bro, but okay, you got my homie tweaking.
You make a lot of songs that are big hits, that are people love them, but you don't go super, super lyrical on them. But are you thinking about that? Because you could rap more technical than you do, but it would probably at a certain point be at the sacrifice of the listenability of the music, right?
Oh shit.
Boom. Welcome to my TED Talk.
Is listenability a word?
Listenability, I believe, is a word, and if not, I'm gonna appropriate it.
Valid. He made sure that appropriate was a real word just in case listenability wasn't.
Google everything I say.
Listenability.
I want a list of everything I said wrong at the end of this podcast. This is like when Elon Musk went on Joe Rogan.
Damn near.
It's the same shit.
But no, like, what is music? Well, my music is like, I don't overthink it. Music is really just, people love to hear something that came out that was good, that's good, that's natural, that doesn't sound forced, that sounds authentic. People love that. So, you know, even it, certain breaths and little sounds that people make in between the words that they say can make a whole, make the song a hit. Mm. Just like the cadence of the way that they breathe and the way they mouth is like moving. You know, you can fix your mouth to talk in like a different voice. And it's just, I just let what flows out of me flows. So if it's something that sounds like it needs to be spazzed on, not spazzed, but like, I try not to overthink shit.
I mean, Eminem is like a crazy writer. He's got notebooks on notebooks of just bars. And you're the opposite. You never write, right?
Never.
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 You just go in there and go crazy. It's like a completely different art form. It's like a different, it's like boxing versus UFC.
No, it's like freehand versus tracing.
Oh, okay. But you don't think that, but you don't think that you could end up with something better if you sometimes wrote some stuff?
No.
It's just not for you.
Nope. Fuck that. I could write sometimes. When I'm really down, I could write raw ass shit, but that's some shit that's different. On a regular basis, I'm not going to pick up my phone and start typing, nor pick up a notepad and start scribbling shit. Mm. I'm going to go in there and freehand that motherfucker.
Freehand. Just let it out. Yeah, that is what it is, isn't it, these days? Damn, we got 10,000 people watching this.
10 bands, 50 10 bands, 100 bands. Fuck it, man.
Oh, man. Hey, I just want to say real quick that this podcast is brought to you by the Ain't Nobody Cool / No Jumper collab that is available right now at nojumper.com for just a couple days. Go get it.
Go get it. wait. Let me advertise.
Oh, yeah, you do it. That's way better.
Let me advertise. Everybody go buy No Jumper shit. Everybody go buy 999 Club shit. Everybody go buy Gucci and Louis. No, don't sure. They got to pay me, cut me a check. Because everybody already on that way.
Has your fashion sense has gone through a lot? Because when I met you, you were wearing jean shorts. I'm not going to say you were bummy, but you were definitely not dripping.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it was just designer head to toe. And now you're out here looking like Sid Vicious. Shit is changing, man.
You fuck with these shoes? Look. Bow.
Drip.
The V-long ones, though.
Oh, that is what those are, huh?
Man. Barry hard for these shoes.
I need my V-long pack. I don't know where it's at right now. Barry must have got lost in the mail.
Shout out, Barry.
I need some V-long, man. You know how hard it is getting pussy without a V-long?
Holy shit.
I'm at a big disadvantage.
Should get some V-long.
I need it. I think about it every day.
So V-Long will save you from paying for pussy?
Yeah, without V-Long, my girlfriend's probably going to leave me. And yeah. I'm probably going to have to start getting escorts on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And even they'll probably be disgusted because my V-Long ain't up to snuff.
But look, though. But look, like, your landlord, if he comes to check some shit and he sees you don't got no V-Long in your crib, you're going to get kicked out probably.
Yeah. He's going to be like, what are you, fucking poor?
He's going to kick you out, bro. He's going to think you don't have a source of income if you don't got no V-Long.
Like, where's the money?
Where's the money? You don't have V-Long. Where's the money?
For real, man.
Shout out, Barry.
I would, if I had some fucking V-Long, I would wear it. Actually, I seen some across the street at this one store. I probably should go pick it up.
Wait, aren't we by, like,
Supreme.
Ain't Round 2 and shit over here, too?
Round 2, 5-6 blocks that way.
Supreme is right there, though.
Supreme's right around the corner at Fairfax, yeah.
I'm trying to bob down there on that street.
What's your Preem like?
I buy it every now and then, but the Preem I buy don't be from the store. It be from the resale in New York, the Unique Hype, you know?
Yeah.
That's my grandma in there. That's my second grandma. That's my third grandma.
Really?
In there. You know the Unique Hype store, right?
I don't know shit.
I'm going to show you the Instagram page. the one lady that run it, that's like my
third
grandma. In New York.
So you're just assuming that I know about all the hot Supreme spots in New York.
Shit.
And you're friends with the owners.
Shit.
You've eclipsed me. It didn't take long.
This man Adam got a new vocabulary, bro.
You're drip.
He said, you've eclipsed me. That's some shit. That sounds straight out of a book, nigga.
You're inspiring me. I still see the shadows in my room.
Oh, my God.
That shit hit me in the heart, bro. I can't take back the love that you gave me.
But you know the shadows weren't like about like people though. It's not about a person, no girl, no nothing.
What's it about?
Sleep paralysis.
Oh, really? You deal with that?
You know, I had it on the airplane and I woke up. My girl was sitting right next to me. I had it on the airplane recently and I woke up and I just grabbed her. I was like, oh, like, you
what
remember
is
that
sleep
shit,
paralysis
right?
exactly?
What I don't want to.
Yeah.
All right, so imagine, have you had it before?
No, I don't think so.
I thought you was asking me to explain it for the people watching type shit.
Oh, no, I don't think I know.
You probably had it before, though, low key.
Is it when you get a boner when you're sleeping?
Oh, shit.
I think I have that.
That's a wet dream.
I grew up having wet dreams, bro. A lot of people say they never had one. I was having them. So, we'll keep it 100.
This man has sticky drawers.
Keep it 300. Yeah, for sure. We're throwing those old Navy boxers away.
Fuck!
Fuck.
That's some real shit.
Real wet dream old shit. Navy. Wait, so are you defensive because 6ix9ine roasted you for the lyrics in that song, and then you're like, damn, like, man, that wasn't even what the song was about.
Nah,
did that hurt?
No. That was funny as shit.
That was funny.
Bro, 6ix9ine probably one of the funniest motherfuckers, bro. His marketing team is what? If it's just him, that nigga genius, boy. That shit was funny as fuck. Everything he do, though, be funny. Like, damn, everything. I can't even lie. Even if it be about my own people, that shit be funny as hell. I'll be like, damn.
So you supported 6ix9ine going to O-Block?
Hell no. Shit, all I know is that shit.
What?
That shit dangerous.
You think he bit off more than he can chew?
Hell yeah. I mean, not really.
I don't understand
he showed
why he
up
did that.
There. He showed up there with they was he had more security than the president when he showed up.
Right.
And it was like a bulletproof car and shit, I think. Like, and you showed up, probably pulled up to a street where nobody was outside and hopped out and was like, peekaboo. All right, back in.
Right.
So, like,
ain't nobody outside
really,
at 4 in the morning.
I don't really call it right. People be dying in broad day in Chicago. It's not just no nighttime. If you really want to die, go out during the daytime. But people looking for your ass. Like,
but so,
I'm not saying that about him. I'm saying for anybody that's you go out in the daytime, I feel like you got a better chance dying than going out at night, low key, because niggas is dying in the day.
So do you have a hard time balancing the fact that 6ix9ine is funny online and 6ix9ine disrespected your city and a lot of your friends?
No, because there's a lot of disrespectful niggas that's funny.
That's true.
So, like, no, that's not a hard balance. And it's just like, damn, bro, all right, whatever. But, shit, it was funny as hell. Like, I don't know. I don't really take that shit seriously. I mean, somebody, a troll, talk about you, your ass just got trolled. It's not really... You know what I'm saying? Like, there's not really nothing to cry about.
Do you regret that you jumped into that beef at all?
No, hell no. That shit was
funny. That was
fun. That shit was funny. I don't even call that no real beef, though.
I was just talking some shit on stage.
Yeah.
Giving Academic something to do a video about.
Academic 6ix9ine, best friend.
Yeah, true.
Butt buddies.
You think that they might have something going on?
No,
butt buddies.
I'm just playing. I'm just playing.
I could see it. Nah. Nah.
Adam,
right?
On some shit today. On some shit.
This picture of 6ix9ine Academics dating now. Academics was making videos about you selling your soul.
I gotta watch them. I ain't watched them.
You didn't watch that. But that was a thing for a minute. Juice WRLD sold his soul. Right?
Yeah. No.
I don't think that you can actually sell your soul. So that's kind of was kind of weird for me to see this.
I don't think it's... Look, you know what? I feel like all that shit, it has the possibility of being real, but I think in a different sense. Me personally, hard work, dedication, faith, all that shit. That's what got me what I got. And having the right demeanor and the right work ethic for the music shit. And knowing the right people. But I feel like the topic of, like, people talk about, like, the Illuminati and shit like that, that shit been, like, the topic since when? When did people start talking about that again? Like, 2008, 2007?
Probably something like that.
But I remember being young as fuck, my cousins coming in the room, like, oh my God, if you fold the $20 bill this way, like the Twin Towers burning, saying all that shit. And then, I mean, I ain't really know too much what to say about it, because it's like, shit, like, I was 7, 8 years old, hearing my favorite rappers worshiping all type, you know what I'm saying? It was just weird, bro. But I don't really think that shit got nothing to do with music.
You're famous enough that have they asked you to join the Illuminati yet?
No, I haven't gotten any phone calls.
I'm waiting for it. Because I'll join.
I'm a join.
It's like joining the gang, bro. It's just like protection.
Boy, they finna stick so much shit in your ass, probably.
That's what they do?
I don't know.
I'm not willing to. I don't want to join then. That totally changes my mind.
You tell me, Adam. They say they do some other shit.
Whoa. Didn't know that it was that kind of thing.
It's not my type of party either, nor my cup of tea.
Yeah. You stayed true to your girlfriend since you blew up. How's that going?
Pretty good.
You're not tempted to go out and live that thought life?
Hell nah. I'm too lazy for that shit.
I would take away from the 12 hours a day in the studio.
I'm like, no, I'm just saying, like, I don't really, that shit, there's what's stable about that? Life already unstable as fuck. Why not try to have some foundations in your life?
That's beautiful.
You gonna cry?
I appreciate that. Your girlfriend's crying now too.
Hell no. Nah.
I'm just kidding.
She don't fuck with me.
She doesn't care at all. She has no expression on her face.
She don't fuck with me. I was trying to show her something earlier. So I just got out the shower, right? And I was like, I just washed my hair and shit. I'm like, is my dread soft? Cause I don't want like my shit, your shit to fall out if it's dry and all that dye and shit in it. Uh-huh. So I was like, did I wash it well, pretty much? She's like, I think it's impossible for dreads to be soft. You remember when Uzi had them blonde joints and it was like curly at the end and shit?
Yeah.
And I was like, no, Uzi had that shit, I'm gonna show you. And she was like, I don't care.
Wow. So is that a big thing for you if your girlfriend doesn't like show interest in your hair?
Yeah, everybody has to show interest in my hair.
But I mean, girls, right, a lot of people at home probably don't realize how much time actually goes into a rapper's hair. The thing. You guys are like girls. You have to get your hair dyed every week and shit.
I wake up, I piss, I walk out the door.
Yeah, but then at some point, you got to sit in a chair and dick you got to have dye put in your hair for like three
dick
hours.
Swanging.
Your dick swangs. I let my nuts hang. So, 6ix9ine's nuts were hanging. Juice WRLD's dick is swanging. It's a tongue twister.
You got bars.
I do, for real.
Chris left.
Where'd
you go?
Put me on your tape.
Where'd you go?
Welcome to my TED Talk.
TED Talk. Tit Talk.
Wait till your TED Talk. What you got to talk about?
I don't know. What do I want to talk about? What should I talk about on TED Talk?
Oh, my God. If you did, TED Talk would be so lit.
Talk about Birkenstocks.
You got some of them? You been investing in Birkenstocks?
No. Nah.
Okay.
I'm high, bro.
You're high.
I'm high.
As a motherfucker. Hey, I want to say one more thing, too. RIP X.
Man, I'm going to say that shit till I die.
Facts. RIP Peep, too. I was in the studio with you when X passed, and I got to see you make that the Legend song.
Legends, yeah, for sure. That was some shit, bro. It was some shit in the air, bro. No cap.
Yeah, I could tell that was emotional
heavy,
for you.
Bro, that air was heavy, bro. I know you. Everybody felt that shit in there.
Mm.
Shit was heavy. Shout out Day Trip. Produced the beat.
Okay.
Take a day trip.
Yeah. Fire. Damn, that was a fucking dark-ass day.
Boy, was it. Was it. I always, and it's crazy because I always find out this information from my manager, G-Money. You know G-Money.
Yep.
I always find out. He be like, what? Did you hear? I'm like, what? And then he showed me. And I'm like, bro, what the fuck? Like, he did that Mac Miller shit, the X shit. I was with him when we found out Fredo passed.
Mm.
All that shit, bro. Shit crazy.
Yeah.
RIP just... to all them people that passed, bro. We gotta live on. We gotta let them live through us. We gotta live on, though.
Yeah, it should definitely, I mean, you were talking about yourself a bit in that song in terms of just like you, obviously you look at your life and you're like, damn, I'm doing drugs. Peep died doing drugs. I'm famous. X basically got killed because he was famous and rich.
Yeah. It's a wake up call, but, you know, to have a wake up call is one thing, but to apply that to your life and change your life is another.
Mm.
So... it's just, that's what I'm doing right now. You know? Everybody, that sound is so funny.
That shit is like, I get a little tingled in my toes. If I hear that.
Is that how it sounds when you nut?
Yeah. My urethra opens. How the fuck are you going to do that while we're talking about that?
You gotta lighten the mood, bro.
People are gonna think we're sick in the head, dude.
I'm fucked up in there, I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. But that was the, like, those Kush are the characteristics of a genius.
Facts.
So, hee hee, bitch.
You are. You're easily distracted.
Squirrel.
So, what's your favorite Pokemon?
What the fuck?
What?
Mewtwo, though.
Oh, yeah, you got to go big. Go big or go home.
That's that nigga, bro. Mm. He was talking without even opening his mouth. You know how powerful that is to talk, to let your actions actually talk? But he'll be back the fuck up. I'm God. Type shit. That's crazy. Mewtwo, that nigga. Free Mewtwo.
Shout out Mewtwo. I mean, I made my girl go with me to
Mewtwo's
Starbucks.
Mewtwo's locked up right now.
No, I have one.
Mewtwo's locked. No, he's locked up.
Where?
My Mewtwo's locked up.
Oh.
For double murder.
For real?
Yeah. He's a savage.
I got one in my phone. I'll show you later. Got him out of Starbucks.
For real, call one? Like, dead ass?
Yeah, it's a whole thing in Pokemon Go. You have to go to the special place at a certain time to get the Mewtwo. I did
But look, look. All right, look. Here's how I
feel did it, and there was a bad bitch there getting the Mewtwo with me. And I had my girl with me, and I'm like, look.
Look.
There's a bad bitch playing Pokemon Go. This shit is real.
No, but look. I want to fuck a Pokemon Go so bad. But I can't. I'm going to tell you why. I can't pull out my phone. Say I don't fuck with you, right? I can't pull out my phone and walk up to you and like, fuck you, Adam, battle me. Ah, bitch. Mm. And you can't. I can't just send my shit out to attack yours and you can't.
That's coming.
Is it really, though?
Yeah, they're player versus player. That's supposedly going to get introduced into the game within the next few months.
That's what I'm waiting for.
They have trading now. So if you have a Pokemon, I have a Pokemon, we could trade. That's
so it's
cool.
Like that kind of slowly building a world. That's raw.
People don't know how much depth has been added to the game since it came out.
You know, the last time I played it was like around the first time it came out.
Right.
It was a station right around the corner from my crib.
Right. That was so sassy.
Gang, gang, gang.
Jewish world, man. You know, but I had another idea for a rapper.
Yeah.
Just like a Jewish guy. We call him Jewish World.
Yarmulke boy. Yarmulke boy.
Oh, Yarmulke boy.
Yarmulke boy, I take your bitch. Hey, huh?
You could write a shit for him.
Hell yeah.
Show the Juice World. We got the Juice World ID card
that
here.
That shit looks so pretty, nigga.
It does look cool, man.
Pretty, nigga. Hey, Adam, tell me I'm pretty, nigga.
Yeah, you're a good-looking guy. I'll give you that.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have no tattoos, though. What's up with that?
Trying to go get some face tats right now?
I'm down.
Dead ass. He dead ass,
if
too.
If you get an Adam 22 face tat, and I'll get a Juice World face tat.
This man.
Like Post Malone with the always tie right under the eyes, Juice World.
That should have
been.
Then
we're bros for life.
Yeah, for life.
Yeah.
I'm killing for you for that.
Oh, hell yeah. You better not do some fuck shit. If I got Juice World in my face and some shit comes out about you, bro.
That'd be lame as hell.
Yeah, you better keep your nose clean.
Of course.
Keep your nose out of that fucking pile on the ground.
A big ass pile on the ground.
Little pile of dog shit. All right, bro. We want to wrap this up. This was great.
It was.
I had a great conversation, bro. I think it was very
real.
Very essential for the culture that we got this in.
Listenable.
Listenable. And I'm hearing the pop from the freaking blunt over here, too. You know it's going down.
Where's the... Hold on. Where the fucking camera at?
Up there.
Yeah, hold on. Hold on. Bitch. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Bitch. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Bitch, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Hold on. We was just tweaking for like a good 30 fucking...
Adam 22 and Juice World are idiots. NoJumper.com if you want Kendama. Shout out our boys, Bear Woods. NoJumper.com. Ain't Nobody Cool Collab is out.
Shout out my penis.
Bang, bang, bang.
Bang, bitch.
Juice World. Listen to him on all streaming platforms. Make the kids some bread.
Listen to Adam 22's new mixtape.
Yeah.
On some shit.
Follow Adam 22 on Instagram and Twitter. Crack into a Corona. We're not sponsored by them, but it's a good beverage.
Suck on my dick.
If anybody donated any songs, don't worry. We're going to be playing them later.
Suck on my dick.
Play Kendama for a little bit. Rope gang.
Peace. I'm gonna go play your mama.